I have Jeremy Leepak on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
And how are you doing?
I am doing quite swell. Got my morning coffee myself.
Sweet. You are a ventriloquist, and you have many characters you play. So,
absolutely.
Right? And we're talking with Jeremy because he is one of the featured performers at the Cabin Fever Reliever fundraiser and variety show happening this Sunday. So you've performed with KTWH before. You were on our virtual event last year, right?
Correct. I was on the virtual event. They weren't quite ready to have the in-person show yet, the proximity to the pandemic and all.
Right.
So I used one of my characters for that one.
Okay. And how many characters do you have?
I've got upwards of 10 to 12. They're in front of me, and I can sit here and count them.
That kind of just creeped me out a little bit. Are they, like, in cases, or are they just, like, all sitting around looking at you?
Oh, they're all displayed respectfully and properly.
Oh, that's so awesome. What got you into this form of entertainment? It's so interesting.
So since I was a little kid, I saw the Goosebumps special with Slappy the Dummy. I've always wanted to own a ventriloquist dummy since then.
Okay.
But it wasn't until years later. I was in middle school. I was in the, I think it was the end of the sixth grade. I saw Jeff Dunham's special, Spark of Insanity, and I realized you can actually make a living with a dummy. So I kind of pursued it since then. My parents got a JCPenney catalog, and I got this little dummy with a pull string coming out of the back of his neck named Mortimer Snurd.
Okay.
And so because of copyright, I called him Johnny, and I started to write some jokes for Johnny. I pursued a lot of the ventriloquists of yesteryear, such as Edgar Bergen, Paul Winchell, all those guys, the family-friendly acts.
Okay.
And it got me into characterization and how to really bring these guys to life.
Mm-hmm.
A few years later, I had the dummy upgraded to have a moving head and eventually moving eyes as well.
So you've been at this for a long time. You're like years later when I was in the fresh old age of sixth grade.
Yeah, the awkward ages.
That's so awesome. So what was more appealing, the dummy or the jokes and humor part of it? Or equally?
It's pretty equal. That time period, I thought it was more so the dummy that was important.
Okay.
I was a beginner, so I didn't really realize at that time how much quality needs to go into the material.
Right.
Whereas nowadays it's equal. The material has to reflect the character and the character has to reflect the material.
Exactly. And if that doesn't happen, do you just create another dummy? Another character?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you have almost a dozen of them.
I'm almost a dummy hoarder.
Oh, that's awesome. So how long is your act, or at least for the Cabin Fever, how long are you going to be on stage?
The Cabin Fever Reliever, I'm doing a 7 to 10 minute set, as well as a little bonus set that I'll be working with. Forgive my last name pronunciation.
Oh, so glad.
I'll be doing a little banter with him.
Nice.
I'm bringing my old senior dog character, one of my signatures.
Okay. Like an actual dog?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's his name?
So, Lyle.
Lyle the dog.
He's this old senile dog. He's a hit at all the shows. He's this little gray thing. He's shaky, has little cheater glasses on, and people love him.
Oh, that is awesome. You can't go wrong with a puppy or a dog, a shaggy dog, jokes, and a puppet, right? Is it puppet or dummy?
I don't have a preference. A lot of ventriloquists will grab you by the lapel and shake you. You call it a dummy.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. But I don't like to be pretentious. I don't like to, I mean, of course I treat them with respect, but it's not like a end of the world thing based on what somebody calls them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So
as
you're
long
a little...
they call them funny.
There you go. Oh, that's awesome. Now, do you ever do stand-up without your characters?
Not really. Okay. Stand-up isn't really one of my strong suits.
Okay.
my brain works better chaotically.
Okay, gotcha. Yep. So do you, like, physically get into character? And I'm sure they all have different voices. So when you're switching from character to character, do you just kind of, like, take a moment and, like, absorb who you are?
Yeah, you get the chance to do that as you're introducing a character to the audience. You're putting a character away, and you have that split second to where, okay, this character's next. He's a caffeine addict. He's crazy. He's fast. And so I got to take a deep breath.
That is so awesome. So how long have you been doing this, like, professionally as a paid gig?
As a paid gig, about 13 years. I've been a ventriloquist for 16 years, so I had that three-year learning period where I was just taking the time to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
You practice in front of the mirror and basically self-critique yourself. So if the puppet stays still for more than, say, 2 seconds, okay, move them.
Okay. Is that an important piece of this, is that they got to be active to engage the audience?
For sure. Some of my guys can move their eyes side to side, so I try to keep their eyes moving.
Okay.
A couple of them can blink their eyes, so I like to have them blink as much as a person would.
Okay.
And they have a lot of expression. Sometimes when they're talking, they'll lean their body a little bit or move their arm. It's this illusion of life that you have to give them.
Exactly. And that's what made me think of, are you observing people now as you're out and about? Do you find yourself doing that to put characterization into your characters?
Yeah. So ever since becoming a ventriloquist, which was middle school, I've gotten very good at reading body language.
Okay.
And so you can tell, like, say somebody's nervous or they're happy, they're agitated, they're sad, any of these moods. And you learn how to do it with the puppet. And to do it with a puppet, it's all just smooth hand motions. It's almost like learning a musical instrument.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Wow. That's... I never thought of that angle of it. That's very cool. So, but some of your characters are not human. You have a dog. Do you have other non-human characters?
Yep, I have a parrot that does magic tricks. he sits on my arm. I have this fake arm illusion. And so it actually looks like I'm holding a real parrot. And he's actually got feathers and everything. So he looks real, and a lot of kids think he's real. I actually had one kid ask me at a gig if he was a robot.
Well, I guess. that's kind of cute, actually. Oh,
we do a magic trick as well where the same bird, well, I give him a marker and he draws this face on this drawing board and the face comes to life. And every time we do it in the shows, the kids just scream because I pretend I can't see it moving.
Oh!
So it'll start moving its eyes. Kids will start screaming. I do that kind of, oh, I don't see what you guys are seeing. You guys are imagining things. And then the tongue will stick out.
That's so... You have, like, a whole interactive show. That is so cool. And you are going to be at the KTWH fundraiser and variety show this Sunday, performing at the high school. You are on the program, and I'm talking with Jeremy Lepak, and he is a ventriloquist. Oh, this is so exciting. Something totally to look forward. Love it. If listeners are interested in finding out where else you play or anything else, do you have a website or anything that people can connect with you?
Yes, my website is ventmn.com, so it's V-E-N-T-M-N. It's short for Ventriloquist Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I post a schedule on there. I've got videos, photos, contact info, anything to make these shows happen.
That's so awesome, and you are based out of Duluth, so you're local.
Yes.
Excellent. Anything else listeners should know either about the show or about your craft and your talent? Any words of advice if people want to be a ventriloquist, maybe?
Well, show business is quite an interesting field. Show business kind of requires you to give your everything to it.
Mm-hmm.
So show business can be difficult, But it's I guarantee if you're into show business and you're the right kind of person to work in show business, there's nothing like it, and there's not much in the world that could feel your soul like this business does.
That is so awesome. Well, let's all feel your soul and all the other performers on Sunday, March 12th at the Cabin Fever Reliever. We look so forward to seeing you live, Jeremy. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Michelle.
Alrighty.
I look forward to hearing all the laughter in that auditorium and
yes.
In that room.
Oh, that's excellent. You have a fabulous day, and we'll see you Sunday.
You as well, Michelle.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
Jeremy Lipak, ventriloquist extraordinaire, and we are lucky enough to have him performing at the Cabin Fever Reliever.